This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in our good friend, super friend of the show, from the NFL Network, from DirecTV's Red Zone channel. He is Andrew Siciliano, and he is always on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Andrew. I'm sure you're swamped today, so I really appreciate you taking time. I know we both do.
Happy draft day, guys. And my Kirby Smart interview is running on the TV right now. If there is breaking news, I'm going to have to hang up and go do breaking news.
That's fine. We're good.
Are you expecting breaking news?
I'm just saying it's one of those days. How is everybody?
Wait, let's do this. If there's breaking news, can you throw your cell phone on speakerphone so we can get it both at the same time? We get in trouble.
I guess I could, hypothetically. I don't know. How is everybody? I'm working from home today, guys, and I put on pants today. It's a big deal.
TMI.
I mean, as compared to shorts, I've been wearing like Nike gym shorts the entire.
Okay.
But like they're more like sweatpants, so you know.
Hey, at least I might wear shoes one of these days to do the show. That's what I'm hoping for.
Good.
I've been
I'm
doing
not
the
wearing
show
those.
Bare feet yep. for like the last couple weeks.
And neither yep.
What's the latest on the Browns, my friend? What's the latest on the Browns?
What's the latest on the Browns? How about this? We had this conversation. It's actually about to air. I'm pulling the curtain back. Some of the show today is on tape. We had this conversation on NFL Now with Steve Weich, and with Michael Silver. And they both pointed out that unlike Browns front offices past, and I'm not in any way casting aspersions upon anyone, that this front office early on has been pretty quiet. So no one has a real read. And yes, there is a belief that they'd like to get out of 10. But I think part of that belief just stems from the idea that in Paul DePodesta draft pass under Sashi Brown, that they played the math and traded down and tried to accumulate more picks. But there's no certainty that that's what Andrew Berry is going to do today. I think the biggest question about the draft here, other than where does Tua go, but they're related topics, is how do the offensive tackles stack up? Who values which above another, and which teams are going to be aggressive to try to move up to get the tackles?
I think that's really sensible. We had Joe Thomas tell us Mekhi Becton was the perfect guy. Mike Martz was with us, and he said he loved Becton as well. He said that yesterday. You think everything
– I just had Kirby Smart on the TV, and I said – if I'm taking a tackle in the top 10, I want to know that this guy is a 10-year starter. Is Andrew Thomas a 10-year starter? And he said, no, I think he's a 12 to 14-year starter. I think he's that good, and I think that in the SEC, he played to the level of competition. That doesn't mean he played down, but that he faced great competition week in, week out, and he got better as the competition got better. So, now granted, he's pumping up his guys, but he just said that. So, I do know this. I think there's disagreement, as there usually is, as to who's the best tackle. Different teams have different guys atop their board. I am very willing to listen to Joe Thomas's analysis of all of that because he knows better than anyone.
Okay. Yeah. Becton is interesting to me. Okay. And Andrew Thomas is the other guy that I'd be interested in, Andrew. So – if either one of those guys is sitting there, I'm perfectly content come tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I agree. And then there is the Trent Williams factor. You know, if you could steal Trent Williams.
Yes.
Hey, if you could steal him for a middle round pick, which I don't think you can, but if you can, do it. He doesn't turn 32 until July. So he's still reasonably young. Reasonably. You can get a good 3 years out of him. Now you probably have to pay him. And that really is another factor here. Like people who talk about Yannick Ngakoue is going to get traded. Well, if you trade for Yannick Ngakoue, if you trade for Trent Williams, you have to pay them. Now, could you get away with getting Trent Williams and not extending him or giving him a big bump? I don't know. But our guys reported, Mike Garofolo reported yesterday, I believe it was Mike, I'm getting confused, that the Redskins have taken it out of Trent Williams and his representative's hands. So it used to be, hey, you can go find a deal. Now it's, we're finding the deal, and you just deal with it once we trade you.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I heard that. I didn't think there was a big deal there. I just didn't think that was huge. Is there any chance Isaiah Simmons is sitting there at 10? I think we're all praying.
There's a chance. Sure, there's a chance. I think it's hard to imagine he gets by 8. Look, here's the way that happens. Burrow 1, Chase Young 2, offensive tackle at 3, if it's the Dolphins, or quarterback at 3, the Giants go offensive tackle, the Lions, wherever they are, between 3 and 6, go Derek Brown from Auburn, right? A quarterback at 6, potentially, they're somewhere with the Chargers. 7, see, I have a hard time let's run that back. Okuda goes to the Lions, and Derek Brown goes 7, and then the Cardinals go O-line. If that happens, then yes, Isaiah Simmons gets to the Browns.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
That would be the move for me. Hey, let me throw something at you, and my buddy PZ mentioned this to me today, and he said, with Andrew Berry running this thing, should we look for an analytical type based draft? And secondly, what would that even look like? You have any idea?
I think the answer is yes. But I also think, going back to the initial part of this conversation, that we truly don't know. I mean, last time Andrew Berry was here, he was the lieutenant. Now he's actually the general. So I hate the war analogies, but I did one. And that we don't know what he is going to do. Look, the trade down thing, and I'm going to say this not only about Andrew Berry, but about anybody. The trade down thing is great if you could find someone willing to trade up. You got to get somebody willing to trade up. The Lions, 1 out of 3. Great. Who wants to move to 3 and why? You want to get ahead of the Giants and take a tackle? I personally think, this is just me, this is gut only, that this idea that the Dolphins want to move up for a tackle is a smokescreen. I think they want to move up for a quarterback. That's my opinion and my opinion only. But if somebody wants to get to 10, then why? So they want to get ahead of the Jets at 11 to get an offensive lineman that they don't want the Jets to take? Well, the Browns want O-line as well. Are they willing to drop down wherever and still get a guy that they're happy with? I think the Niners want to get out of both 13 and 31, hypothetically. 13 more so than 31. So do the Raiders take a wide receiver? There's so many variables here, but my point being, you have to have a team willing to trade up. I think right now you probably have more teams willing to trade down.
Andrew, we had a name pop up that we've mentioned a couple of times, and I saw it on Jason LaCanfora's mock draft today, and he's the only guy that, if you're going to trade down, I thought he could be really intriguing, and that's Ke'Lavon Chaisson, the edge rusher from LSU. And when I saw that Jason had him there too, because I've followed him a little bit and, you know, missed a year with an ACL and came back and has really only played 2 years, and he's got a really interesting story. But he's big and he's athletic and he's fast. And I thought, if you traded down and ended up with that guy, people might not buy it right away, but he might be a guy that could really work for you. What have you heard about him from your
He's right up there. You know, after Chase Young, guys, there's a big drop-off on edge rushers. He's a first-round pick. He's not the 10th pick, so I'm with you. It has to be with a trade down.
Yeah.
The pick doesn't excite me nearly as much as an offensive lineman or Isaiah Simmons. It doesn't do it for me. He's a good player. He's probably ticketed right around 17. I mean, I've heard him mocked to the Cowboys 100 times. But the Falcons are also sitting there at 16. That's a player that if the Falcons come up to get somebody like C.J. Henderson and the Browns go down and they're sitting there in the middle of the first round, yeah, that pick makes sense. I'd be more excited with an offensive tackle, though.
I would, too. I agree with you on that.
What's the – and I'm just trying to get into the nitty-gritty of this. What's the Tua factor as far as affecting what the Browns might have? Like, obviously, if he falls out of the backside of 10, then it could be bad for teams that are looking for offensive linemen. But what is the Tua factor on this?
So the Tua factor with the Browns or the Tua factor overall? I mean, Tua is...
Kind of both, but okay. More for the Browns first.
So Tua is the biggest wild card in this entire thing. I personally believe that he is an it factor that only Joe Burrow has, and that he certainly has both of those guys. Joe Burrow and Tua have far more of the it factor, the leadership quality, than, say, Justin Herbert. I think there's a big drop-off there. Personally, that's just me. Not that he's a bad kid or a bad quarterback. He's a good kid and a good quarterback, but there's something that Tua has that you just don't want to miss. And there are going to be teams, I'm not saying he's Mahomes, I'm not saying he's Deshaun Watson, but like that draft, I think there will be teams where if you pass on Tua, you're going to go, we blew it. That's assuming he's healthy. It's a big assumption. It's a leap of faith that teams are going to have to make. I think Tua could very well go 3 to the Dolphins if they move up. I think he could go 5. I think he could go 6. But if he were to fall, then any of the other teams there at 8 with Arizona, at 9 with Jacksonville, at 10 with the Browns are in prime position to trade down if somebody wants him. But then who is that team? Is it the Patriots at 23? Is it the Saints at 24 right behind the Patriots? Interesting both. Is it a team that wants to get ahead of the Raiders? Think about it for a second. Because what if he were to fall to the Raiders? Is he too much for John Gruden to pass up on? They need corner. They need wide receiver. They need a bunch of things. But is it too much for John Gruden to pass up on? And then does someone want to go up to 8, 9, 10? That's how it would affect the Browns.
Do you see him getting past the Chargers? I don't.
I do. I think it could happen.
Okay.
I think it could. Do I think it's likely? No, but there are plenty of legitimate scenarios. You don't know that they like him. Tom Telesco, Tom Telesco is great. I love the guy. You can debate whether or not he's a great GM, but here's what you can't debate, that he never lets you know what he is doing. He gives you surprise after surprise after surprise. Especially in the first round, he keeps his mouth shut.
Andrew, let me wrap this up with a couple questions here real quick. When the combine ended, you thought blank player was the best player for the Browns or could be a great fit for the Browns?
Mekhi Becton, but I didn't know if he was going to get the 10.
And today, do you still feel the same way?
I do. I'd still be thrilled, and I think Browns fans should be thrilled if he got there. I'm a little more bullish on Andrew Thomas than I was in Indy, and the exciting possibility of Isaiah Simmons getting there as well. You know, everyone's going to ask, "Well, is he a slot corner? Is he a safety? Is he an off the ball linebacker?" And if he's a safety or an off the ball linebacker, those guys normally don't go in the top 10. They don't. But, you know, he also said on NFL Network yesterday, I think it was a great quote. He goes, most teams have 53. That was the old roster limit, but bear with me. Most teams have, you know, teams can only dress 53, but if you have me, you have 56 guys.
That was a great line.
I love that line.
He is a great chess piece. And the Browns let Joe Schobert out the door. They let Chris Kirksey out the door. They can use a linebacker or a safety or whatever.
All right, just quickly, Trent Williams will be – with Washington when the night is over? Yes or no?
I'm going to punt, and I'm going to say he won't be with Washington by the time Friday is over. How about that?
Nice. That's a fair one. All right. So I think we've got everything we need out of you. And now we're going to look for you for breaking news, too. How's that sound?
I think we're good. Guys, this is going to be the most memorable draft of all time. And there might be some
highest rated.
There might be some laughter. There are going to be crazy video moments with kids and dogs and all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And I'm not just a sycophant trying to sell the product. We have a sporting event tonight, people. I realize there are far bigger things in the world right now. Believe me, I get it. But tonight's going to be great.
All right. And, Andrew, what's your location tonight? What are you providing us tonight?
I am done for the day come, I think, 4 o'clock Eastern. So not now, but I will be by then. And I will be on my couch with an adult beverage. And that's it. And then back with NFL Now again tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And then NFL Draft kickoff, the pregame for day 3 coverage. And then Sunday, Total Access. All of that from the comfort of my guest bedroom.
And you will let us know what you think of the Browns pick on Twitter, right?
Of course. I put this on the Instagram, at Andrew Siciliano, by the way. I'm drinking from my Browns Tech Mobile coffee mug right now.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. All right, Andrew, thank you. You know we appreciate you all the time, and you're a true, true, true friend of the show. Thank you.
Guys, happy to be here. Stay healthy. See you. Bye.
Talk to you soon. All right, Andrew Siciliano joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.